From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Poor weather Wednesday prevented Iraqi forces from advancing toward the city of Mosul. Troops were holding their positions on the city's eastern border as high humidity and clouds limited visibility for drones and other aircraft. Troops hope to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group, which has been dominated by the which has dominated the region for several years. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. He said rebels would be allowed to leave the city via two new corridors, one leading to the Turkish border and the other to the city of Idlib. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons. Six other exits will be available to civilians who wish to evacuate. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to children living at the Calais migrant camp. UN Committee on the Rights of the Child is calling on both countries to take measures to ensure children receive appropriate assistance. The UN Human Rights Commissioner said Wednesday, the best interests of the children have been completely disregarded. Amnesty International says staff at its Moscow branch arrived at work Wednesday morning to find their office sealed with a notice from municipal officials warning people not to enter. The international rights group said the locks on the doors of its office in the Russian capital had been changed and no explanation was given. Amnesty International Europe Director John Dalhuizen said he hoped that a simple administrative explanation was available. A Kremlin spokesman said he knew nothing about the office closure. This is VOA News.